Welcome, friend, to another episode of Kingdom in the Chaos. I'm so glad that you're here today because we're diving into something that might just lift a weight off your shoulders, the gift of community. You see, chaos has a way of making us feel isolated, like we've been left to fight our battles alone. But God's design for us was never solitude in our struggles. He created us for connection, for people who will link arms with us, who will pray for us and with us, and speak life into us when we feel weary. Maybe you've been carrying something heavy lately, and you've been trying to keep a brave face. Today, I want you to know you don't have to carry it alone. As we go through this devotional together, my prayer is that you will feel both the comfort of receiving encouragement and the joy of giving it. So let's take a deep breath and say this prayer. Father, I thank you for the beautiful gift of community. You know how easy it is for us to retreat into ourselves when life feels overwhelming. But you gently remind us that we're not meant to walk alone. Lord, surround us with people who reflect your love, those who will pray with us, listen to us, and lift us up when our hearts are heavy. And Father, give us the eyes to see who needs encouragement today. Help us to be quick to offer kindness, slow to judge, and eager to serve. May our words and actions remind others that they are deeply loved and never forgotten. Bind us together in unity, and let our support for one another be a testimony of your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's verse is 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another. Walking through chaos can feel incredibly lonely. When life feels overwhelming, it's natural to want to pull back, retreat into yourself, and try to handle everything on your own. You might feel like you have to be strong to carry all the weight without showing any cracks. But here's the truth. God never intended for us to walk this journey alone. He created us for community, to share our burdens, encourage one another, and build each other up in love and faith. Sometimes, encouragement comes from unexpected places. A friend who listens without judgment, a sister in Christ who prays for you, or even a kind stranger who offers a smile or a word of hope. Those moments can be like a breath of fresh air, reminding you that you're not invisible and that you don't have to face your struggles in silence. When someone shows up for you, it can change your whole outlook and give you the strength to keep going. And just as important, you have the power to be that person for someone else, offering hope, a listening ear, or a simple act of kindness that reminds them they are not alone. So today, take a moment to reflect. Who might you reach out to for encouragement? And who might you be able to encourage? Strength and community is one of the most beautiful gifts of the kingdom. An unshakable support system that helps us carry the chaos and find joy in the journey. You were made for connection. And together, you can face whatever comes your way. Lord, thank you for placing people in my life who encourage and support me. Help me to be open to receiving help and also to be a source of encouragement for others. Teach me to build up those around me with love and kindness. Remind me that we are stronger together. In Jesus' name, amen. What I want to leave you with today, who in your life needs encouragement? Reach out with a kind word or a message. Or write down how you want to be encouraged and share it with someone you trust. Thank you so much for spending part of your day here with me. Remember, you don't have to face your chaos alone. God has placed people in your life for a reason. If this message encouraged you today, consider sharing it with a friend who might need a little reminder that they are not alone either. And if you haven't already, follow so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep seeking His kingdom in the middle of your chaos and keep showing up for the people around you. You never know the difference your presence might make. This is Kingdom in the Chaos, and I'll see you tomorrow.